Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. It's a total loss. Fire Chief Gary Fronick reported this morning on a garage fire last night. Naffers was called to East 90th Street in Northfield around 7 o'clock. Fronick could see huge plumes of smoke from his home and knew it was an active, fully involved fire. Firefighters had the blaze under control in a half hour but remained on scene for a couple of hours. The fire did not breach the barrier to the home, which is attached. The owners had just finished mowing the lawn and put it in the garage. The fire marshal was on scene this morning. While he's not commented, the thought is the lawnmower may have started the fire. The homeowners lost a vehicle parked inside as well as everything else. Fronick said they were on their way back from that fire when they responded to a medical call, and earlier in the day was a kitchen fire on Linden Street South. The neighbor came over and covered a pan that was on the stove, but a half hour later, the microwave was on fire and the home has smoke damage. Early estimates of bringing Spring Creek Road, now gravel, between Superior Drive to Huron Court up to a paved road were $1.3 million, according to Public Works Director Dave Bennett. The actual estimate came in at twice that, at $2.6 million.
Probably the biggest cost and the change is on the west side. There's significant retaining walls that have to be built in order to support the trail on the west side.
SEH consultant Aaron Ditzler explained that their preliminary design included some retaining walls, but to keep costs at a minimum, they proposed to shift the road and the trail 6 feet to the east. That did not fit with staff's vision, which was more to the center of the proposed 80-foot right-of-way. That meant more retaining walls measuring from 3 feet to 10 feet in height.
Approximately $1 million of that cost increase was due to the retaining walls and the associated earthwork.
SEH prepared four alternatives. They range from $1.9 million to $1.5 million. I have a link to those options on kymnradio.net. The intention had been to go out for bid and start construction in the fall. Now, Bennett says,
there's a possibility that we may still start some work in 18, but it'll probably most likely carry over into 19.
Bennett said they would come back to council in July for further direction on which option they want. The Naffers Joint Powers Board met yesterday. On the agenda was a request from the Northfield Fire Relief Association to increase the firefighters' pension benefit from $8,500 to $10,000 a year, the most allowable and one of the highest in the state. As of the end of 2017, there was $6.7 million in Northfield's fund. After 5 years of service, firefighters are 40% vested and are fully vested after 20 years. Currently, there are two firefighters with 46 years of service. If they retired at the end of 2018, they would each receive $460,000 lump sum pension benefit. The board will vote on the increase this July. Northfield's firefighters receive on average an hourly wage of $21.63 for fire calls and $16.17 for meetings and trainings. Annually, according to the department, the average paid on-call firefighter earns about $4,000 a year. Glenn Castor gave an update on Naffers becoming a taxing district, which must be approved by the legislature. That bill was included with the omnibus bill, which was vetoed. It's not clear yet if the bill can be reintroduced at the next session. And the southbound ramp from County Road 48 in Faribault to southbound 35 will close for bridge maintenance on Monday. Motorists will be detoured to Highway 60 to access southbound 35. Crews expect to finish the work by the end of the day. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.